Jeremy, I just want to get a farmer's comments, especially from you right there in the EAA area, a huge time of the year, harvest just beginning on our romaine crop down your way. And just tell us what's going on, first of all, from your own perspective as a grower in the area.
Obviously, we're starting off our vegetable season in about the 7th of November. We've had a good start. Weather's been good. Prices have been very good. We're very optimistic about having a good season this year. And then we ran into the buzzsaw called the Center for Disease Control.
This announcement not requiring or putting rules out and saying you must do this or that, but basically it appears that their announcement just blankets the entire romaine industry coast to coast, no matter where it comes from, on a breakout that appears to be isolated to the west. But in Florida's case, all these cases on disease came in much earlier than you guys even began your harvest. So, you know, there's some lag time, and according to the experts, there's no way Florida could be in this particular situation. It's got to be frustrating as a grower.
Well, it's much worse than that. Obviously, the government feels like they need to protect people, but you can't just say stop eating food. You need to be specific on where there are some possible problems. People don't want to do that, but when government does things in a blanket approach, it fails on all accounts. It doesn't help anybody, but it hurts everybody. And the goal of government should be to do no harm. So the way to do no harm is to say, you know, we've had some bad weather out west. We've had some issues out west before, and therefore, be careful. You know, be careful. But other areas have not had a problem. We're very proud of our food safety program here in the Everglades agricultural area. We are a concentrated agricultural area, a contiguous farming area of over 500,000 acres, and there is no livestock operations in this area that could contaminate our water supply. We check our water, we check our food for pathogens and foodborne diseases, and we make sure that our product is totally safe. And that's what you have to do in today's world. You have to test your product in the field. You have to test your product at the packing house. And, you know, things do happen. People need to realize that producing food is not a perfect science. You are outdoors, so you just got to be careful. You need to wash your produce when you get it home. You know, there might be a bird dropping or something on an orange or something. You need to wash it. You know, you just need to rinse it off and keep it cold. And if it starts to turn color, throw it away. It's in your hands as a consumer to make sure you're eating the best product you can find.
Rick, give us an example of what you and your neighbors are going through right now. You had great produce coming off out of the fields, just started your harvest a couple of weeks ago after this whole thing has almost passed. And then, you know, 3 weeks after the last illness report of this comes out, your market's basically frozen. And where do you guys go from here? I mean, do you just lose this cycle, or what kind of losses are you estimating, or is it too early to tell yet?
Well, in my estimation, we harvest about up to $2 million of romaine lettuce a week. So this is a major, major, major problem for our vegetable industry here in Florida.
And last year we just went through it before with the breakout that took weeks and weeks and weeks on end for them to figure out the first time from apparently somewhere in the same region out there.
It's our hope and prayer that the CDC comes out with another statement, a more limited statement. They just took a broad brush approach, and they can't do that. They need to be more specific where the areas of concern are. Well, people need to remember that we've had some E. coli problems for many years, so we have best management practices to take care of all those problems. Like I said, we test the water all the time, and we test the produce all the time, and that's a requirement. And no farmer would ship produce they know is in bad condition. It just causes a lot of you lose sales long term, and you make people mad, and you lose money. So anytime you have any issues with product, we don't ship it. So it's a very careful process And we've been doing it for over 10 years. It's not the government regulations. It's the Publix and the Winn-Dixies that are regulating us. They're the ones that are making sure we're doing third-party audits and we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing.
What am I not asking you like to close with, Rick?
Well, I tell people every day as a small business owner that I put my name on the product and I'm proud of what I produce. And every farmer feels the same way. We go out, we do everything we can to make sure we have the best product available to sell because we know we can lose the consumer's confidence and that's not good. And so I am concerned that consumers are afraid of eating fresh vegetables because of things like this. And that's why it's a bad government decision that was made and it's going to cause harm.
Florida has a Fresh from Florida program. Most of you guys who run with the Fresh from Florida logo or at least identify your product on the packaging at consumer level as being from Florida. So it's pretty plain for the consumers, I think, in terms of what they may want to buy or what's available.
Well, it's not that noticeable because a lot of product is on the shelf and it is unidentified. The supermarkets know where it's coming from. So that's the important thing for the CDC is they're telling the supermarkets they can't buy any romaine. And they need to be saying, you know, they need to be more specific. And that's we got to get to that point in the food safety that the government, you know, does no unnecessary harm. There's been no breakouts in the East Coast. It's been out west and in Canada. So and this outbreak started before we were even in production. We didn't start producing until November the 7th. I mean, there's no reason at this time to include Florida. That's right.